Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, I have so many ideas.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Some are simple, like take down traffic lights and eliminate the post office.
With AJ McCord.
I think this is going to be a really good bonding session. Guys love it when you can show them you're better than they are at something they love.
And Dusty Hera.
I've never taken the high road, but I tell other people to, because then there's more room for me on the low road.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Don't be all like, I am a guy and I like fire.
The Fan.
Hour number three, AJ and Dusty with ya. Wow, we got a lot of feedback on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. We were talking about watching the Blazer games. How many games could you go to in person if you cut the cord and just got rid of your cable at $6 a pop? Because you can get in the Blazer game for $6.
Sheesh.
You said it's hard to find the Blazer games. It is really hard. Because I was out for Thanksgiving. I was out in Sun River.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the Blazer game. Like, Root was a station that was on there.
Yep.
Nowhere to be found.
Well, because sometimes it's on, like, their alternate channel, which you have to search for. Like, if the Kraken compete, then it goes to their alternate. But you can't, because I think, I don't know what we have at the station, but at the station, if it's on this alternate channel, you can't even search for the alternate channel. You have to just, like, know where it is.
That is where the problem lies, is that it just pops up and you're like, I'm not sure on any given night. And then you have to search for it. And then anytime you're having to search for it, you've already lost the battle.
Yes.
That is because...
Casual fan's gone.
I'm gone.
Even like, Arden fan, sorry.
Like, it is hard for me to, like, I just sit there and I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Can't find it. And it's super tough to do it. And then I end up knowing it, it's like 12 something.
I think so.
On Comcast, but the auxiliary channel. But it's this for a lot of people to try and find the games, and it's not getting any easier because it's confusing on which game is going to be, which. And Root doesn't do a good job, or the Blazers don't do a great job of, you know, pushing it out there and making sure people know.
Yeah.
Which one it's going to be on.
Right. Because that feels like it should be priority number one. If people aren't, especially the away games, right? Like, especially the away games, you should want to be able to figure out where to find it pretty easily.
If you have Comcast, it's on the normal route tonight, 7:34.
There you go.
We had this text because we were talking about the $6 tickets to get in.
Mm.
I don't know if this person actually did it, but $175 just bought courtside.
Hey, there you
go. See, now these are the experiences that you can go in and get now.
That is going to be fun.
Get your butt in the door. Get your courtside seats. How cheap would they have to be to get Will Darkins in there with your detest for the Blazers organization that I hear from you right now? Like, when you talk Blazers, bud, it is very
angsty.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's angsty.
Well, yeah, this is almost worse than the Jailblazers, I think. At least the Jailblazers were kind of interesting in a way. At least there was gossip around the idea of, like, these guys are getting arrested. At least there was intrigue. Dude, this team's boring. Seriously, I've watched these games. I've watched the home games when they've won.
How dare they be model citizens?
Well, but really, though, I mean, do you watch these games and actually get a sense of excitement out of them, like the home games and the away games? Or do you just think to yourself, like, okay, it's home, they're going to win. It's away, they're somehow going to be able to lose to the Kings.
Mm.
Like, how does that happen? I'm just saying. Yeah.
Like, 2 days after the fan puked on the court.
There is this level of expectation at this point where people are starting to think,
can you imagine puking?
When is
court?
Damian Lillard going to ask to leave or get traded? Like, that's already in the mind of everybody. That's in the minds of all the fans at this point.
Well, I think it's more at the front of somebody with such a negative view as yourself, though, because it's not at the forefront of my mind. Like, I don't watch a Blazer and be like, when's Dame going to leave?
Really? When they lose to the Suns? Or they lose to the Jazz on the road and it's embarrassing?
No.
I think when is he going to leave, because he's reiterated so many times over and over again. But I think that he's going to stay, and he's doubled down on being not going to walk out on Chauncey and all this stuff. But I think when I watch this team night in and night out lose to, especially on the road, as they continue to do, then it's a question of at what point, like, I don't know what's going on with the investigation into Neil Olshey, right? Maybe he can't, maybe because of that investigation, he can't make any moves right now. I don't know. But at this point, if you look at this team and you say roster construction, and I'm not just talking about skill set, I'm talking mindset, is not an issue, then you are wrong. You had very little evidence to back that up to begin with, and you are out at this point. And so that's what it comes to for me, is every single time you watch this team go up against a more talented roster or a less talented roster who wants it more or who can adjust better or whatever it is, you, like, that argument continues to lose any validity. And that's the question that I ask, is like, how long are you going to make Damian Lillard go through this? How long are you going to continue to set up your brand new head coach to fail because you're not giving him the tools to succeed?
The tools. Yeah, I think the reason why it's not at the front of my mind is because I'm just not going to be surprised at anything that happens moving forward, you know?
Yep.
And I just see so many flaws with what we're watching on the floor. All right. Well, y'all got it. People fired up about the Blazers now. Crazy.
Do you guys think Chance is actually doing a good job?
I think I see signs of it. I mean, I think he's a first-year head coach who knows a lot about the game and who had an introduction to a city and a team in a way that did him no favors.
Yeah.
Well, and a roster that is doing
and
him
a roster.
No favors either.
Like, I think he has had several I don't even know that it's fair to evaluate that right now, because it feels like he entered with the deck stacked against him.
Yeah, you ask him to... You hired a coach because of his style, and you want a certain style, and you're giving him, like, you tell a chef you want Italian food and you give him
macaroni and cheese.
Well, that is Italian, I guess. But you give him a bunch of food to make like orange chicken. You give him the ingredients to make orange chicken and rice, you know? Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you want spaghetti and meatballs, you don't give them chicken and rice to make the meal, right?
Hey,
and
look, they gave him Cody Zeller, okay?
Yeah, they're giving Chauncey Billups like these ingredients to make. They're like, hey, this is what we want for dinner. Not going to do it.
Right.
You're not giving him anything he needs.
Are you trying to tell me Ben McLemore wasn't a good addition?
Uh-huh. Hey, he's a lottery pick, remember? These guys are lottery picks.
Yeah, we did it with Thomas Robinson, and that worked out kind of, I guess.
Guys.
I just think it's a lot, and
So yes, I think he's doing an okay job.
Yeah, I think that he's not the. I think it's almost like a peeling back the layers of an onion. You know, like you have to at least peel one to find out if that was the problem. If it wasn't, you can go to the next layer. But right now, we're not even touching the onion. We're just letting it sit there.
Which layer is roster construction?
It's a pretty big.
Is it really, really deep? Like.
No.
Is that little green part of the onion?
All right. Well, let's
food and basketball.
Food and basketball for you. Notre Dame or Oklahoma. Which job's better? Both of them are open. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Brian Kelly has left Notre Dame, heading on down to LSU, Baton Rouge, to coach the Tigers. He left his guys in the middle of the night, and then I had a 7 a.m. meeting where he, I guess, spoke for 2 minutes and said bye, walked out without talking to his players or letting his players talk to him. So now we have, after Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma for USC, now we have Oklahoma and Notre Dame. We asked this question earlier, which is a better job, Oklahoma or Notre Dame?
I believe it is Notre Dame.
Aha.
I believe it is Notre Dame because I recognize that there are some obstacles in who you can recruit, and it might eliminate, academically, it might eliminate some prospects for you, but let's be real about how college football works. You want a guy bad enough, it happens. And I think Notre Dame, I mean, Notre Dame is on the brink of backdooring their way into a college football playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma just lost to Oklahoma State and is on the verge of having to play LSU, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and all the rest of the SEC on a consistent basis. Notre Dame's schedule is much friendlier for Notre Dame. And I think that Notre Dame, if I'm offered both of these jobs, Notre Dame is the one that intrigues me most.
This is going to be the interesting part for me with the SEC, is that we say that they're going to have to play all of these teams over and over and over again, right? But the more teams you add to a conference, the less crossover you have into the other divisions, right?
Yes.
And there will have to be some sort of realignment of the SEC and how that works. And, like, we already have this in the SEC now where it's like Alabama hasn't played at Florida in how long? Like, or, like, they have these huge gaps in between where it's like, how can you go 15 years without playing a team in your own conference? Like, on the road. That's ridiculous. But you have these weird quirks of the SEC scheduling because – you have the crossovers, right? Like Alabama, every year they play Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Like that's a rivalry game. You have that crossover every single week. So that eliminates one team that you play in your cycle every year. Like we don't have that in the Pac-12.
No.
Right?
And like Arkansas and Mizzou play each other every year.
Sure, yeah.
Arkansas and LSU play, but that's in their own. That's in the SEC West. But
And so somebody's going to have to be bad in the SEC. And they hear... Here's the ridiculous part about the let's not pretend like Vanderbilt doesn't suck or, you know, South Carolina isn't a disaster. Like every year you'll have a traditional power that takes a massive step back too, like Florida this year or LSU this year. LSU won a national championship 2 years ago. They suck eggs this year. Like that is the reality of the SEC. But Oklahoma, there's a lot of uncertainty with that job.
Yeah, I think so too.
And not everybody's on board with that move to the SEC.
And when I say not everybody, I think you also need to think about recruits, right? Like there are going to be recruits who I think will question the idea of going to Oklahoma because of all of the questions around who you have to play in the SEC.
Yeah.
I think you're a recruit going to Notre Dame, you know exactly what you're going to get. You know that you're going to play X number of teams each year.
You're going to have a hybrid ACC schedule.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know how much notoriety and how much, honestly, grace that Notre Dame gets because of that scheduling and how many things that it's hard for the committee, the playoff committee, to be like, well, we don't know the answer to that because it didn't happen, because they didn't play X, Y, and Z, because we don't have a transitive property situation here where you can compare head-to-heads or they beat them and they beat them, so then the middle one is true, right? But whereas the SEC, there's going to be a lot more reality and a lot less conjecture about where you stack up against the absolute best in the conference.
Like, you know you're going to play, what is it, 6 ACC games every year? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, or 4 ACC games every year. And then you're going to have SC and Stanford. They will always be on your schedule. And then you're going to play a big time game. Yep. And they're going to throw one of the academy schools in there every year, whether it's Army or Navy. And you're going to play a Big Ten team, and you're going to have a marquee game on the schedule at a neutral site. Like, that's what you know with Notre Dame. And the grace that you're talking about is huge. Both, and this is the incredible part about this hiring cycle, is that we could have Miami open up too, which would be 6 of the Blue Blood programs. And these just don't open up. So somebody's going to get, like, ripped out of a job, and another prominent job is probably going to open up, whether it's, you know, the rumors are that Luke Fickell, he's a Midwest guy, wants to stay in the Midwest, and Notre Dame is one of those jobs where if it were to open up, he could be leaving Cincinnati.
Right.
But Cincinnati is appealing to him because the two biggest threats in the Big 12 are leaving, and Cincinnati's going into the Big 12, where he can sit there and say, I could rule the roost here and continue to get pay bumps because we're going into the Big 12, which is still considered a Power 5. And that'll be an issue because he and Matt Campbell are wired differently.
Yeah.
Because all of these programs have made runs at Fickell and at Matt Campbell, and they've turned him down.
Yeah.
And so Notre Dame would be an interesting one. The fascinating one for me in this, because I am with you. I think right now, because of uncertainty with Oklahoma, I think Notre Dame probably is a better job, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
South Bend, Indiana. A independent schedule, so much up in the air. But one thing to keep in mind with Notre Dame too is Lincoln Riley's at SC, and that team is on your schedule every single year.
For sure.
Year.
But if you're Notre Dame, I don't think Notre Dame is the kind of team that backs away from a challenge necessarily, right? Like, you want a few challenges on your schedule every season, because that's how you get the marquee games. If you're a recruit, if you're a player for Notre Dame, you want to shine on the brightest stage. What you don't want to do is have to get bogged down in a situation where Auburn takes Alabama to how many overtimes? 3, 4?
Yeah.
Auburn takes Alabama to 4 overtimes because that's what Auburn's the second worst team in the SEC West.
Yeah.
That's what can happen in the SEC.
No that off is week. Not,
there's no off. Well, until you schedule your homecoming game.
Vanderbilt.
But. Notre Dame, there's a consistency in knowing, this is going to be a spotlit schedule, but it's not going to be every single week, every single game. You have to watch out because the talent is so drastically different at Auburn than a lot of the ACC schools that Notre Dame finds themselves playing.
If I look at something, he has said it before. But it is completely out of the question because of the video in the bar, but Urban Meyer has said that Notre Dame is a job that he would want. If that video in the bar doesn't happen, I bet you Notre Dame is, we're probably talking about Urban Meyer going to Notre Dame. I really do. But yeah. I think that video in the bar, because the Jags are a disaster.
Yes. Yes.
Like, Notre Dame can get over a lot of really bad stuff. See the Brian Kelly situation where, you know, with the unfortunate manager that was filming and in a windstorm and lost his life, you know, like they will not go. What has happened with Meyer's legacy over the last year has been in his tenure at Ohio State, in his ouster there. They could rationalize that. So fresh is that video in the bar, and they're not hiring him. No. So when he says he's not a candidate, I immediately went, yeah, so Urban Meyer's going to be the next head coach at Notre Dame. I think that if that video never happened in the bar, I think it might. I think it would have been a possibility.
Yeah, I think there's a shot, but I think that I'm with you on the video, which is like, of all the things that Urban Meyer has done, like skis wise, as far as like off the field, that's bad. It's not the worst one. It's not the only one.
It's like a seven.
I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know. What do you consider like covering up for one of your coaches who was beating his wife?
That's a 10.
Okay. Yeah. So then I would put like dancing with a girl at a bar who isn't your wife at like a,
I don't think he was just dancing though. The handsy video was a little bit
different. I was trying
to put
it at PG-13.
Okay.
Technically, he was not dancing. She was dancing.
Yeah.
And he was sitting.
Whatever you want to call that whole situation.
Grabby.
The whole inappropriateness that was, right? Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's pathetic that would eliminate him. He should have been eliminated already.
But he wins titles.
Counterpoint.
Congratulations.
Believe you me, I'm with you, but like, Urban Meyer is a sure thing in college football.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
It's like Nick Saban. It's a sure thing. Not to that level, but enough. I mean, look, if Urban Meyer is on your team, it's kind of given you're going to win your division. I mean, in this case at Notre Dame, you wouldn't win a division.
But I guess I have a question too about how true that is anymore, because if I'm a recruit and I just saw what he did with Trevor Lawrence or was incapable of doing with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville and paid players, then I'm wondering, does this guy still have it?
Yeah. But then the guy that doesn't know Urban Meyer comes in after he leaves the house with like a briefcase full of money, and
there you go.
You end up going to Notre Dame. It's crazy how that works.
Urban sent me. What?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I'm from a very important man.
Can I see your wrist? I need to handcuff this money to you.
Here's your golden briefcase full of cash.
Yikes.
Don't talk about it.
Yikes.
Well,
that's legal now, actually. You don't even have to deny knowing Urban Meyer.
Oh, you can go, this is your name, image, and likeness deal?
Yep.
For what was the name of the bar that he owned that he was at?
Stop. I don't
You're
remember.
Now an endorser for...
Gosh, that's gross.
Herb's Place?
Ugh.
No?
Nah. Ugh. Yeah. Herb's Place.
Stop.
Oh, that's got a bad ring to it.
The
Herb's
whole thing
Place.
Is really bad.
Ugh. Oh, Uncle man. Herb's Corner.
Okay, isn't it a commercial time? I think it's time for a commercial. Don't you?
Let's talk more about Herb's Place.
Let's not.
Okay, we are out. There has been a name eliminated from contention for the Oklahoma job today.
Okay.
As we're talking about which job is better, it's becoming more and more apparent that this cycle is not going to end anytime soon because of big names getting pulled out of spots left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened, a pivotal stretch of days in football locally started 4 years ago, this very day.
Oh.
Which people should be a little bit thankful for, and it just shows the crazy nature of the coaching carousel. We'll talk about that after Will with SportsCenter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
One final plug on the Brian Kelly to LSU. You see that it's a 10-year, $95 million deal?
Yeah, 10 for Brian years. Kelly. That's a new trend. Didn't Mel Tucker get 10 years?
Mel Tucker got 10 years. Who else got a big extension?
James Franklin.
James Franklin got 10 years. Yeah. Jimbo got 10 years from... A&M a while back. Mm-hmm. 10 years, which I mean, Brian Kelly, who's 61, will be 71 years old when that thing ends up. That is a big deal. Lincoln Riley, how much do you think he's getting paid by SC? Because SC doesn't have to release anything. Because Lincoln Riley, because of private school.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley made $8 million this year. In Norman, Oklahoma.
Inflation alone says you have to bump that 4 to 5.
Yeah, your cost of
just
living
for cost of living
in LA compared to Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Just a smidge different.
And Brian Kelly's getting 9.5
yep.
at LSU.
Mm-hmm. Which again, Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Los Angeles.
I wonder how much he's getting. I mean, it's a buttload.
It's got to be in the $12 million range.
You really?
Honestly, what is it like? $8 million in Oklahoma?
Yeah, but I mean, that's a big jump. So you think he just went based off cost of living alone?
No, I'm saying cost of living plus a better, like they wanted him for a reason.
I bet it'd be like 10. 12 was reported by somebody I don't know.
I would go for 12 because I also think that Riley held out long enough and
happened on Saturday night.
Yeah,
Will.
Come on. he said he got a phone call Saturday night on the way home, which is so BS. Yeah. So you're telling me he was on a team flight surrounded by his team and he was like, yep.
More?
Yeah, we'll talk. Let's have a Zoom tomorrow. Yeah. And then he had a Zoom Sunday morning.
Can you text me instead?
Okay. If that were the case, and that's how it truly went down with Lincoln Riley, this man might be the most reactionary man ever. Because you lose Bedlam and you're like, I'm out! I'm done! I'm gone!
And also right? one of the most influential. Because
true.
Within 12 hours, you're going to convince 4 coaches to come with you?
That's very true. Make a big lie. Actually, less than that. Because apparently it was in a couple of hours he convinced his assistants to come along with him because he didn't take the job until Sunday afternoon and Sunday night they were on a plane.
So do any of them have families or are these just all single
I don't think
people?
I don't think Grinch does. But think of the reactions that Lincoln Riley's had. They lost Bedlam and he takes the SC job, right?
Okay.
They have a quarterback kerfuffle. And somebody videotapes from a public building, like a block away, to see who's getting the reps as starting quarterback. So he shuts down all media.
Wasn't it a student, too?
Yes.
It was a student journalist.
They lose a game, and he puts up the film on the
dorm rooms.
On the dorm rooms a year ago.
Jeez.
He's a little reactionary. He's a little paranoid, this Lincoln Riley.
This is a very big reaction,
though. I love it.
I hope he thought this one through.
He's a really good football coach, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're all joking about the fact that he, like, made this decision in 6 hours or whatever.
Theoretically.
It's not true.
Not true, which is what leads me to think that he has to be one of the better negotiators ever. Because I am in AJ's camp that it's 12, possibly north, with all the incentives that are built into it as well. And I think that he waited on it so long that SC got very desperate and started panicking and said, "What? Here's a piece of paper. Just write it down. We don't care. Whatever you think is reasonable, we'll try to go down a little bit, but whatever you think is reasonable." And he probably shot for that number. He goes, "All right, $12 million. Do it."
And they went, "Oh, I meant 13.
Yeah.
I meant 13.
Yeah.
I meant 13.
Yeah. They panicked.
And I mean,
he panicked. They all panicked.
Yeah. Everyone panicked.
Fine, whatever.
But I think that when the USC job came open, it was so long ago, right? It was so early in the football season. There's no way that SC was not interested in Riley from the beginning. And so when Riley says something along the lines of, "Oh, it came together so quickly," I'm sure it did, but do you remember what happened and when did Helton get fired? September? Was it September 30th or something? Yeah.
Three games in.
So, when Clay Helton was relieved of duties at USC, you don't think that maybe Lincoln Riley's agent and Lincoln Riley had a conversation about, like, "Hey, so you want to readdress this? Let's talk about this USC job maybe down the road." And Lincoln's like, "Yeah, let's talk about it down the road." The end of the road has come. Bam, 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 bam. Here we go. But it's really been how many months in the making?
It's been a while.
That's my question.
For Brian Kelly, it's been a long time. For Lincoln, for Lincoln Riley, I probably do too. Yeah. And I know the guy that I don't, he's not even a sports reporter, is reporting the $12 million. But that number's been floated out there.
That was an educated guess for me.
What's the other thing?
I didn't go on anything.
You saw that tweet that apparently there's also 24/7 access to a private jet.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, that's nice.
See, he's saying not confirmed, best I could do. $110 million, USC buying both of his homes in Norman for $500,000.
Over asking.
Buying a $6 million home for him in LA and unlimited use of a private jet 24/7 for family.
Now, you remember that was Roger Goodell. That was the Roger Goodell contract.
Yeah.
It was he gets a private jet and he gets free health insurance for life from for his family.
Except for football players don't get that.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I remember, dude, that was the thing that stuck out to me immediately reading that. I was like, oh, yeah, that was the Roger Goodell deal. And it makes me think that he was a trendsetter and that, like, there have been more deals than just that one and this one with Lincoln Riley. Where dudes are asking for jets.
I just don't
think. Listen, if I was ever at that level, absolutely I'm asking for a jet. I have to use it all the time for recruiting anyway.
Right.
So when I want to take the family for a rare weekend to the Bahamas, absolutely.
Well, and how badass is it if you have to go recruit somebody in the South and Nick Saban comes to their house in some stupid suit, but you roll up in a friggin' jet and you say, "Hop on, let's go to the Bahamas."
Wait, I don't know. What? Are you landing the jet in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
That's right.
No. What? No.
Why? You've seen movies, right?
We're getting dark in brain right now.
This is too much.
Hop on my jet.
Now, all of this means that you talked about Nick Saban. This means that if Lincoln Riley's rumored to get $12 million, Nick Saban will actually get $15 million by the end of the sentence.
It's very likely.
$1 billion.
To live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
How many places Nick Saban has a house, though?
His wife's a realtor.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his vacation home?
No.
It's insane.
Where?
Yeah.
I forget where. It's off the coast. Oh, no.
He doesn't travel too far. It's just on the other side of the lake he lives on.
Yeah.
He can't afford to get that far away from recruiting.
It's on the coast
somewhere. Not financially. Time-wise. Can't afford
it. Yeah, can't afford it. Yeah.
Too busy.
It's on the coast somewhere, and it has, like, this massive dock set up for boats and, like, water sports. And, like, it's insane.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a pivotal day 4 years ago. Today, here in the state of Oregon. We'll talk about it next.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Today, a very pivotal day started, or stretch of days, actually, like 5-day stretch 4 years ago, kind of changed Oregon football in the state of Oregon, because today was the day that Jonathan Smith was introduced as Oregon State head football coach 4 years ago.
Wow, happy anniversary.
Yeah, and it was the day that Scott Barnes stood up in front of the media and, like, he made this big promise that, hey, we're going to be committed. Mm-hmm. We're going to have facility upgrades. We are going to have coaching assistant pool money is going to grow. We are going to be committed. And what is crazy about it, like, that was the wild part of it. I was like, okay, you know, you got one nice part of a stadium and the other part's a dump. What's crazy is here we are 4 years later and assistant coaches are not leaving mm-hmm. like a revolving door. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Smith has gotten an extension and a raise.
Yep.
And so the pool of money. And then, like, everybody's like, okay, well, yeah, the Valley Football Center got redone. What's next?
West Side.
They're 4 years later, they're tearing down the west side of Reser Stadium.
I will not miss those stairs.
Or the world's slowest elevator.
Yeah, it was a very slow elevator.
So with Oregon State, that happened 4 years ago today. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago tomorrow is Willie Taggart's infamous, well, the first day of him saying, oh, I'm the head coach right now, in a very awkward press conference where he kind of like giggled, chuckled, and laughed it off.
Yep.
And 5 days or 4 days after that, he was named the head coach at Florida State.
Whoops.
And think about like
that. Whoops, that was intentional.
Think about that stretch of days, though, mm-hmm. and here we are 4 years later where Smith was introduced on this day 4 years ago, and then the Willie Taggart thing started 4 years ago tomorrow, and that led to Mario Cristobal being the head coach, and where we're at with those two programs who, they were on a downward, like, and there was a little bit of panic of what do these programs look like 4 or 5 years from now, and here we are, and they look dramatically different for the better.
One's heading to their first bowl game since 2013, and one is playing for their third straight Pac-12 championship.
That's pretty incredible. And, like, it all, like, there was in a very impactful stretch of, you know, Oregon and Oregon State college football. It could have changed dramatically with, mm-hmm. you think of a bad hire can do for you.
Yes.
See Gary Anderson, right? And they went, and Jonathan Smith, an unproven guy, is. He's earned his stripes very quickly.
Chose the right assistant out of UW.
You sure did. And by the way, UW, Kalen DeBoer introduced him today.
There you go. I like that hire.
I do too, especially after what he said, which is the state of Washington is in the exact same spot.
Oh, you're right.
As the state of Oregon was 4 years ago.
You're right.
Where one team promoted an interim coach, mm-hmm. and then the other team went out and they found somebody, you know, with less credentials than they're used to.
But who had proven that he can win with the quarterback that they recruited.
Oh, he did. Kalen DeBoer did say Jake Haener is in play.
Oh.
If he wants to transfer.
Oh.
According to Mike Varell. But I did actually like this from, I was picking this up from Mike Varell of the Seattle Times. He said the first thing they need to do is go out and hire a staff that can recruit. Mm. Like, that's like the, duh.
Yeah.
But that is paramount for that program because he's not going to be the guy to do it. He needs to find a staff of pit bull recruiters that will go out and they have the credentials as recruiting 4- and 5-star guys.
I agree.
It's going to be huge.
Especially with Lincoln Riley getting hired. Yikes.
Yeah.
I mean, Nemec was talking about that yesterday, the whole trickle-down thing. Of just like, Oregon now will have to probably take a step down and start taking guys that are 4 stars, that are 3 stars, that'll take away from UCLA and Washington, that'll take away from Oregon State.
But this is the interesting part about Oregon, though, and with Nemec, and he's dead on right, because not everybody was just flooding to SC, is that Oregon has a head start.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon has a head start with their roster, where that's where it's like, it's a death blow for like a UW where you fell 2 years behind.
Yep.
You're going to be 2 years behind, and Lincoln Riley is going to be unrelenting at SC. You already see with UCLA, like three kids entered the portal today.
Sheesh.
From UCLA. It's
chaos.
Love it.
Your favorite thing.
It is my favorite thing. All right. Let's find out which two jobs open tomorrow.
Okay.
Because it just seems like we're on that roll.
We're on that roll. It's that week.
Baylor.
Jacksonville. What?
Okay.
No. I don't know.
All right.
I'm kind of an AJ. I don't know if anybody wants to hire that
nobody
guy.
Nobody will. No. Are you kidding me? No. He's lucky that he has a job in Jacksonville. Mark Stoops got an extension at Kentucky. Take him out of the running for Oklahoma.
Okay.
Speaking of Jacksonville, though, Rich Rodriguez, you guys see he got a gig?
No.
Jacksonville State.
There we go. Perfect.
All right. Up next, primetime. Isaac Gutsuk. Have a great Tuesday. See you Wednesday right here on The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.